Give to the Max Day. Give MN Day is coming up on Thursday, and there's many organizations that rely on this for a big fundraiser for their operating budget or maybe something special. And we have one of those joining us right now from Prairie's Edge Humane Society. It's Kathy Jasnah. Kathy, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
You got a big day coming up.
We do, and it's the 10th anniversary of Give to the Max Day.
Yeah.
We've participated all 10 years, and it is one of our two biggest fundraisers, so we want to make sure everybody knows about it. Giving actually started on November 1st for convenience, but the big thing about Give to the Max Day is not just the money that you all are so nice to give us, but the golden ticket drawings on
the
day.
Oh, sure.
And the biggest drawings are on the 15th. So if you donate from midnight to midnight on Thursday, or midnight Thursday morning, however you want to look at it, they draw a $500 golden ticket every 10 minutes, $1,000 every hour, and then the big $10,000 drawing is at midnight. So every donation that you give us online qualifies us another entry in that drawing.
So,
and we have won in the past. So
yeah.
There's a lot of organizations. I think this year it looks to me like there's more than ever. So mm-hmm. we need your help to win that money and raise money.
Yeah.
And to facilitate that, we will be at Imminent Brewery on Thursday from 5 to 7. We'll be taking donations. We're going to have a couple of our foster dogs there if you want to meet them, because Imminent Brewery is dog friendly and we love that. Also, we'll have some of our little things for sale, catnip pillows. We have our calendars, our 2019 calendars are for sale, and they're only $15.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all the pages are pictures of people's animals that they submitted last summer in our photo contest.
And Kathy brought one of those in, and I'm taking a look at it right now. If I sound a little bit distracted, that's because I'm looking at all the animals.
It's fun.
Oh, it's really neat. You know, you've got big pictures each month, but you got little pictures throughout the month.
Yep, there are days people could buy a day for their pet's, birthday or something. And then on the back inside, if you entered an animal and it didn't win a monthly page, everybody's in a collage on the back inside. So everybody's on there.
Oh, man.
And we'll do it again next year. The photo contest was super fun and had a great response. And they're only $15, and they're great Christmas presents. And we'll be selling them at Give to the Max Day.
Uh-huh.
You can get them at the shelter. If you talk nice to me and give me $20, I will mail you one. I will personally travel to the post office.
I'm just hypnotized, mesmerized by all the cute little animals,
it's fun.
That's a wonderful gift for an animal
and
lover.
I want to thank all the local people that advertised. We paid for this
mm-hmm.
thing through advertisements, including the radio station here,
mm-hmm.
so that was great. And we'll do it again next year. It's a great Christmas present, so... And you can get those on Thursday night or
right.
at the shelter when we're open, or call me and I'll deliver one.
All right.
Any way you want to do it. Also, if you come to Imminent Brewing on Thursday night and give us a donation there, we'll have some treat bags for your dogs and cats while they last from Cannon Valley Vet Clinic.
Mm-hmm. And you run those through the GiveMN website,
yeah.
so you have a chance
you
of winning a golden ticket as
yep.
well.
You can go right on our... can go right to our website and go to the donate button. That's all you have to do. It's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you prefer to bring me cash or check, I'll take that too. I take anything.
Sure.
You know, pesos, whatever.
whatever you have.
So, some people prefer not to do it online, and that's fine. But the online donations do qualify us for the drawing. So the more we get, the more drawings we get.
We'll go over that again before we let you go here, but let's move on to a few other things, because there's a lot of things going on this year. We've got, first of all, it's getting cold. It's cold out there now.
It's cold.
I have a dog,
and when he won't go out at 5 a.m., it's cold. And he was reluctant this morning.
You want me to go out there? No.
Well, he likes to go out, but that's how I judge the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So, yep, and we're getting a lot of calls now. This is a time of year where people start to get really concerned about stray animals, which there are a lot of. And so I wanted to make sure everybody knows what to do if you find a stray animal.
Mm-hmm.
Wherever you live, you need to first call your local law enforcement. Some municipalities will come and get the animal, and some will not. But my only political goal in life is to have everybody call and let them know that this is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like the answer they give you, you know, call your Rice County Commissioner, call your city council person, because this is a big problem, and it's not always a financial priority for some municipalities, and I understand that, but mm-hmm. the problem is not going away. We are so lucky, those of us who live within the city limits in Northfield, because the Northfield police will come, take the animal. They will take it to the impound facility, which is Countryside Animal Hospital in Dundas. Dr. Lorraine has a contract with the city of Northfield, and they care for those animals for 5 days, so that people, if they're looking for them, have a chance to find them. And that's a good thing, because if it was your pet, you'd want a few days to look for it. After the 5 days, and I know this is a big thing for people, when I say impound, it does not mean it's a death sentence. It means that after the 5 days, they will either come to us, they'll go to other organizations, or they'll get adopted out from there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good if you think of it in terms of, if it were your pet, you would want it to go somewhere safe.
Mm-hmm.
And if it were... It's
a good
better.
Argument to make for having your pet microchipped as
It is,
well.
Too, yep.
They can just wave the wand over it and boom.
You can put a collar on it with an ID mm-hmm. tag, but most of them will slip that thing. Or worst case, if somebody's dumping an animal somewhere, they're not going to leave a collar on there with their phone number on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our tax dollars at work. So again, we're lucky that the city of Northfield does this for us, because some towns don't. Now, Faribault, I've heard... sometimes they take cats, sometimes they don't. Right now they're not. So if you don't live in the city limits and you have a stray, no one will help you with it, you may have to hang on to it for a few days, because we have space limitations. And what you can do is go to our website, and there's a dog surrender form and a cat surrender form. Now, if it's a stray, I realize you're not going to know everything about it, but you can tell us where you found it, your information, and then we put you on our list, our waiting list. So,
all right.
That's how that works. So don't come down to us with the animal. Don't take it out to Countryside. You need to call the police.
Go through the proper channels.
And if you have questions, please call and ask, because we're glad to help you.
All right.
So.
All right. What else? Anything else going on at Prairie's Edge Humane Society?
The Max Day is coming. The end of the year is coming. Again, the calendars are great Christmas gifts. Hint, hint. I can't say that enough times. And usually people are very generous at, you know, during December, they bring us stuff for the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look on our website, again, we have a wish list that tells you exactly what we need, what kind of food we use, what kind of other stuff we need. So when you're out shopping, take that wish list with you. And help us out. Help the animals out.
And you can stop by and maybe adopt an animal. You've got cats that I'm sure are up for adoption.
We've got some cats sending out information on Facebook mm-hmm. and an email blast for Give to the Max Day. We've got some cats that have been there a long time. And we always have kittens, but the other cats are great, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
So stop right behind McDonald's.
Yep.
Just right there.
680 Professional Drive. Our entrance is on the south-facing side of the building.
Mm-hmm.
Our hours are on our website, and we would love to see you.
All right.
And don't forget Thursday, give.
Yep, and that's at, you'll be at setting up at Imminent Brewing?
Yep, from 5 to 7.
Okay.
They've got a food truck, and I guess they have a band coming afterwards. It's a great place to hang out, and again, we love them because they are dog friendly. And I want to thank our sponsors, too, Cannon Valley Vet Clinic, for letting us come down and talk to Jeff and mm-hmm. let you guys know what's going on.
All right. Well, Kathy, thank you so much for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. Best of luck on Give to the Max Day and throughout the year.
Thank you, Jeff.
All right. Kathy Jasnok from Prairie's Edge Humane Society.